Hello.
Hello, is Lee Mansfield there?
Who can I say is calling?
Hi, yes, I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So in this case, let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Correct.
Okay, thank you so much. One second. Okay, and what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will probably vote. Are the chances 50-50 or you will not vote?
Definitely will.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, and may I ask your age?
Well past retirement.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. One second. Okay, and what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
White.
Okay, thank you so much. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, U.S. Congress, and U.S. Senate on a scale from 0 to 10. When 0 means that you're not motivated at all, 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote.
Say that again. I'm just having a tough time understanding you.
Of course. Let me repeat the statement. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S.
Okay.
Congress, and other offices and on a scale from 0 to 10.
I am definitely motivated, yes. I guess 10.
Okay. Thank you so much. Next one, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After each one, please tell me if you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove their job. The first one is Donald Trump as former president.
Totally disapprove.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Joe Biden as president.
Disapprove.
Okay, you will say somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Sherrod Brown as senator.
I don't even know who that is.
Okay, no problem. Thank
you. Sherrod Brown. Okay, gotcha.
Yes.
I heard Sharon. Okay. I approve of him. Yeah.
Okay. Would you say strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you. And last one, Mercy Capture as Congresswoman.
I'm not in favor of her.
Okay, so would you say somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read a list of public figures and institutions. After each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. We have 4 options here: very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, and very unfavorable. Also, if you haven't heard about this person or institution, you can let me know. The first one, again, is Donald Trump.
Totally strongly disapprove.
Okay, thank you. Next one, again, Joe Biden.
Same thing, disapprove. Strongly.
Okay, thank you. No problem. Thank you so much. Next one, Republicans in Congress.
Just the whole group?
Yes, in general, Republicans in Congress.
A mess. I am not happy with the whole situation. I have to disapprove.
Okay, but we'll just say very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. Next one, First Energy.
I'm not sure what you're getting at there.
I'm sorry?
I don't understand what you're getting at.
Oh, I mean, yes. The main question is if you feel unfavorable or favorable towards First Energy.
I'm not sure what that is.
Oh, okay. No problem. Next one, again, Mercy Capture.
Unfavorable.
Okay,
can't
and you
say
will
strongly.
Say very or somewhat? Oh, okay.
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you so much. Next one, Derek Merring.
I have not done any research on that person at all. I really could not say. I don't know if I proved, disproved. I don't know where I am on him.
Okay, no problem. And last, institution, Democrats in Congress.
Disapprove. I am not happy with them either.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you will say very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you so much. Somewhat. Okay. Now, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or Democrat?
Probably Republican.
Okay. Thank you. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or other candidates?
None of them are on my radar. I won't vote for any of them. I don't know who I'm going to vote for.
I disapprove of all
three of them. Yeah.
No problem. Thank you so much. Next one. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were only Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
I have not made up my mind. I just disapprove of both of them. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Thank heavens
okay.
I don't have to vote today.
No problem. Totally understand. But in this case, I mean, let's say that you will have to choose one of them, which candidate would you lean toward? Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Neither one. I just have strong opinions against both of them.
Okay, no problem. That's valid as well. Thank you so much. Next one. If the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Merring or Democrat Mercy Capture?
I don't know on that one because I've not really dug through that yet. I've got to look at their records.
No problem. That's okay. Thank you so much for your opinion. And is there a chance that you might consider voting for Mercy Capture, or would you say there is no chance you will consider voting for her?
I can't say that there's no chance. I don't know who that other person is. That's what I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no problem. Again, I have the same question with the other person. Sorry, is there a chance that you might consider voting for Republican Derek Merring, or would you say there is no chance you will vote you will be voting for him?
I have to do my research. I don't know.
Okay, no, it's okay. Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat mercy capture. The statement says, mercy capture is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Now the question is, does this statement make you much less likely to vote for capture, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference?
Again, I got to do my own research. I have not researched it.
Okay, no worries. Next, I'm going to read some statements about people that people have made about Republican Derrick Merritt. Even if you haven't heard much about him, you can just let's say you can base on the statement and what do you think about this statement? What does the statement makes you feel? And for each statement, please indicate if this makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely, or makes no difference. If this statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or if you think it's not true, you can also let me know. So the first statement says, as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contribution for real estate special interest, Derrick Merritt wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. How would you rate that statement?
Until I research it, I can't rate it. I don't know. I have no idea what he stands for until I look at it with my own eyes and my own ears.
Okay, no problem. So what we have after this statement is four more. And actually the same options apply, much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely or not true. So again, if you like, you can rate each statement or you can let me know if the statement makes you much less likely, somewhat less likely, or no difference. And, you know, just after this statement, not based on what you heard or something else, just based on the statement. Is that okay for you?
Go ahead.
Okay. The next statement says, in the state legislature, Derrick Merritt sought extravagant upgrades for his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us.
Well, I agree with that, but I don't know who made the statement, so yeah.
Okay. Of course, I totally get your point. But in this case, just based on this statement, would you say much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, or more likely to vote for him?
I don't know. I don't know this. I don't know this person at all. I really have not heard anything about him, pro, con, or anything. So I have to study it out for myself. I do not vote for anybody until I studied it through.
Okay, no problem. That's okay. Thank you so much. In this case, we can move to the next one. Based on what you just heard about some statements I read for you, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derrick Merritt, or would you still vote for him?
I have no idea who I would vote for because I haven't done the research.
Okay, no problem. That's valid. Okay, so next question. Over the course of the survey, people change their minds, so I would like to ask you again. If the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Mercy Kaptur? And if you're not decided for whom exactly, you can just tell me which candidate would you lean toward.
Again, I've got to do my research. I do that before election. I don't, and I have not done that. I listen to the news, but do I trust the news? No, not completely, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no problem. That's okay. Thank you so much. Now, I will just, the last couple of questions are only for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
College.
Okay, thank you so much. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Independent, Republican, or something else?
I've always been a Republican.
Okay, and would you say strong or not strong Republican?
Strong.
Okay, thank you so much. And how important is politics to your personal identity? The options are very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all.
To my identity?
Yes, to your personal identity.
I guess politics is not how I identify myself. I identify myself as a Christ-believing person.
Okay, thank you so much. And between the options, would you say not too important or not important at all?
It's not important. I mean, it's important that we have the right leaders, but it's not important for my identity, no.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, and in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I don't know that you need to know that.
Well, this is just for statistical purposes.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to say.
Okay, no worries. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay.
And
okay.
I hope you have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
I'm having a wonderful day. Thank you. God bless.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much.